Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is aging at every age, and joining us is Dr. Mary Nagai. Dr. Mary is the Director of Medical and Scientific Affairs at Platinum Naturals and holds both an MD and PhD from the University of Toronto. Dr. Mary is a scientist at both University Health Network, Toronto Rehab Institute, and the University of Toronto Faculty of Medicine. With over 20 years' experience as a clinician, scientist, and an advocate for natural integrative medicine. Good morning, Dr. Mary, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be back with you guys and on air with you.
In putting together today's show, I was playing around with a few different titles and finally settled on aging at every age. And, Doctor, aging is inevitable, but we can be fairly proactive toward a higher quality of life at every age, can't we?
Absolutely. So there's two types of aging. There's our chronological age, which, you know, we can't change. It happens every year on our birthdays, and it's inevitable. But what we can influence is our biological age. So how we age physiologically, for instance, how our cells age, how our metabolism changes, all of those things we can influence. And I think that's really why you see people who are in their 90s, but they look like they're in their 80s. And most recently on the news, we had the oldest woman or the oldest living person who happens to be a female in Ontario. She was 104, but she looked really spry and didn't look any older than her mid-80s. And that's not related to her chronological age. It's her biological age just has her looking that much younger.
Yeah, and we've seen it the other way too, haven't we? We've seen people in their 40s looking like they're 60.
Absolutely. And that's a reflection of their biological.
So when we say biological age, we could also call it our cellular age.
Yes, you can call it your cellular age, and actually it's really related to how healthy your genetic material is.
So biologically, we can have some influence on that. You mentioned a term called a health triangle in a previous conversation you and I had. What is that health triangle?
So a health triangle encompasses three interlocking components of your health that directly influence your biological age, and it includes your physical health, your mental health, and your social health. And what's really important about this triangle is you can be physically fit and appear physically able to do everything you want to do, but sometimes your mental health may pull you down a bit or hold you back. And you really want to stay emotionally healthy. And particularly during this period of lockdown and this pandemic, what's really harmed and hurt a lot of us is our social health, how we are able to interact with each other. And we've had to learn different ways to reach out to friends and family. For some, it's been easier than others. And when you've been able to successfully adapt to our current social situation, it does help your mental health. Emotionally, it has a significant impact. And then ultimately, if your mental health is stable and you're able to mitigate this current lockdown and you're relatively happy, well, as happy as can be expected, it does affect your physical health, because the happier you are, the better you are at making good, healthy dietary choices and being able to get out and exercise and just stay physically active. So the three are definitely interchangeable and they work in synergy together.
So how are these things affecting our age?
They affect our age because if you, say, aren't in a happy place, you don't tend to eat as well, and maybe you're not getting out and exercising as well. And when you don't do that, when you don't feed your body the nutrients it needs, then it's a stress. And our body sees positive and negative stresses in the same way. It only knows how to respond to stress in one way. And when our body responds to stress, there are increased number of free radicals that are created or made by our bodies, and there's increased inflammation. And stress in of itself, it doesn't help us make healthy food choices, reduces our overall nutritional status or health. By not providing the right nutrients to our body, then we're not able to support many of the cellular activities that must occur in order to make certain proteins and, enzymes and for DNA replication to occur. And it also affects our body's ability to protect different physiological and biochemical processes. And one of the most important components of our biological age is our telomeres. And our telomeres, they're like the ends of your shoelaces, the little plastic parts that keep your shoelaces from fraying. And telomeres keep our genes or our DNA from fraying. And if that plastic tip or that protective covering is intact, our biological age is able to be protected, and we're able to improve our biological age versus our chronological age. And a lot of scientists have shown that for those of us who age better, it's because our telomere lengths are longer, therefore our genetic material is more stable.
So these telomeres, they're on the end of our chromosomes, right?
Yes.
So a chromosome carries our DNA?
So our chromosomes carry all your genetic material, and our genetic material is what determines how well we make different proteins. And that's really important. So it helps determine how well we're able to fight off free radicals, how well our antioxidant system is going to work, so how well our glutathione levels are maintained. All things that are critical to maintaining a healthy cellular environment.
What is a free radical?
Free radical is a particle that has an extra particle called an electron. And electrons are very active. They like to run around in their environment, and they like to steal and damage proteins and cell membranes and other entities within our cells.
They sound like they're doing a lot of trouble there. they're
absolutely.
I guess that radical aspect of them, right? I mean, they're going around causing trouble. And if we have too many of those and we're not compensating for that, that's going to affect our cellular health.
Absolutely. So if you have too many free radicals, one problem with free radicals that I'm sure you're all going to be familiar with is we always talk about LDL, LDL being bad cholesterol. But LDL is actually good until it becomes like a free radical. It gets oxidized, and that's when it causes trouble. It's also like the UV light we know can cause melanomas. They cause damage to our skin. They cause brown spots. They change the elasticity of your skin. And that's because UV light can create free radicals in our cell, in the cell membranes. And our cell membranes have to protect themselves against pollution, UV light sources. And so we always need antioxidants to counter the activity of these free radicals.
You've mentioned a couple of things that cause free radicals. Is there other things that can do that?
Yeah, so things like stress and injury. If you fall, get a bruise, or you cut yourself, or you have some arthritis, all of these things can cause the increase of inflammation, and inflammation is a source of free radicals.
If we injure ourselves with like a bruise or we cut ourselves, there's an inflammation there, and we'd say that's acute, that's going to go away. But then there's that chronic inflammation that can actually lead to chronic disease, isn't there?
Absolutely. So smoking, taking medications, certain medications are more likely to cause or develop free radicals, arthritis, autoimmune disorders. All of these things can increase your free radical load or because of the inflammatory process.
Back to our health triangle, mental and emotional health. We have social health. We have our physical health. Those stresses are causing these free radicals. The free radicals are then affecting our cellular energy, which affects our telomeres. And the telomeres, if they become frayed, or like if the tip of that shoelace, for example, comes off, so that's affecting our cellular age, which carries over into our biological age. Have I got the process correct? I mean, if I'm 60 and I look like I'm 80, then my biological age has accelerated beyond my chronical age.
You're absolutely right. And we know that there's been quite a few studies now that have shown, you know, once we hit our 70s, our amount of glutathione in our cells for a lot of people just drops off. The mortality rate increases in our 80s because our ability to counteract the free radicals decreases as our glutathione levels decrease. And what they've shown is that people who are living into their, well into their 80s, 90s, and there's more people living into to be 100 now, their levels of glutathione, which is a reflection of your antioxidation system, your protective system, for these people, their glutathione levels aren't dropping off. They're actually staying at levels that are more reflective of someone much younger in their 70s and 80, early 80s. So that's a true testament to the importance of our antioxidant system in our all of our cells, that it protects our cell membranes and affects our genetic material and our telomere length. And that is a direct reflection of our biological age. And that's how you can alter your biological age despite what your chronological age may be.
So it kind of reflects back on the energy of our cells. Is there a relation between that energy of our cell and the ability of our chromosomes and DNA and telomeres to stay healthy?
Absolutely, because for all of our cellular functions to work optimally, our cells need a certain amount of energy. And if we have any nutritional deficiencies, it will alter our cells' ability to make that energy to support our body. And if you're nutritionally deficient or even just insufficient, the body says, oh, I don't have enough of this key nutrient. It could be like vitamin C, it could be like vitamin D, and or any of the B vitamins. And what it does, it says, okay, these are the most important organs that have to function to keep you mobile and upright. And so it will direct these nutrients to those key organs. And one of the most important organs is always going to be the brain and the lungs and the heart, and then your liver and kidneys. And what is left out, especially under stressful situations, and I'm sure you can all relate to this, is your stomach. So when you're nervous or you're stressed, or you know, you're not feeling emotionally very healthy, you don't eat as much. And that's because the body says, well, can't direct too much energy to the stomach. So if I can't direct too much energy to the stomach and the GI system, then you're not going to eat very much because it won't have the energy for the muscles and these organs to churn the food, to emulsify it, and then in your digestive system to absorb it, because many of these activities require energy. And it really needs to cater to the organs that are more important. So your ability to make cellular energy is really key to your biological age. And the other important thing about your cells making energy is we always think about cells making energy, but we don't remember that one of the byproducts of our cells making energy is they make water to hydrate our cells. If you can't keep your cells hydrated, your ability of your genetic material to remain stable really is compromised, and you can shorten your telomeres. So people, because that's a form of stress that our genetic material doesn't take kindly to.
Doctor, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's talk about what we can do to reverse this process.